With all our abilities, and I just say you have to, you'll be something to you, but there's a way that you could quite just.
Может быть, позиция не изложена.
Так,
через давай.
Well, Mr. President, why don't you just arrange how we would proceed in our discussion? Now, I would suggest, and I think this would be in line with the procedure that we followed in our talk last year, that is to take up one question after another, and then I could set out the position of the Soviet leadership and the Soviet government, and then you could set out your own position, and then take up the next question.
Good. Good. Прежде всего, я хотел бы выполнить приятную обязанность, это передать вам привет от наших государственных деятелей, прежнего Косыгина Подгорного.
First of all, I'd like to fulfill a very pleasant duty, and that is to extend to you greetings and best wishes from our leading statesman, President Косыгин Подгорного.
В качестве первого вопроса я хотел бы коснуться вопроса о наших отношениях, собственно, о двусторонних отношениях между СССР и США.
And as the first question, I should like to touch upon the problem of relations, bilateral relations between the two countries, the Soviet Union and the United States.
Хоть мы не один раз излагали вам позицию, но будет возможно полезно и на этот раз в таком обобщенном виде изложить ее вновь. Мы понимаем, что наши отношения носят сложный характер.
More than one occasion to expound our position to you, but it might, I feel, be useful to set it out anew in a generalized way. Now, you, of course, understand that our relations are of a complex nature. Thank you.
prepared to build up our relations with the United States on the basis of the principles of peaceful coexistence of states. And we are fully aware that on certain matters, it will be difficult indeed to find a common language and an identity of views. But even on those issues where this would be impossible, we want to avoid any collision, or as you frequently say, confrontation. And we want to leave matters in such a way as to ensure that the absence of agreement on some issues should not build up any obstacles in the way of solving those problems where agreements can be achieved.
Если взять настоящее время, если взять данные момент, то, конечно, вы сами знаете, что имеется расхождение по ряду крупных вопросов между позициями Соединенных Штатов Америки и Советского Союза. Но мы видим, что на протяжении последнего времени, ну, конкретно возьмем последний год после нашей встречи, потому что мы здесь, появились определенные признаки, прямо скажем, смягчения в отношении некоторого смягчения в наших отношениях. И это мы положительно оцениваем.
Period of time, I would like to say that, as you know, there are certain differences in the positions of the Soviet Union and the United States on quite a few major issues. But we do see that of late, and we might perhaps speak of the year that has passed since I was able to see you last, there have appeared certain signs of some softening in the relations between our two countries, and this is something that we evaluate in a positive way. Although this relates only to several, only to certain areas.
Я хотел бы, если конкретно говорить на этот счет, то я хотел бы отметить договоренность четырех держав о западной интервенции.
To be more specific, I would like to note the agreement reached by the four powers on West Berlin.
Хорошо. Помним беседу с вами в прошлом году, которую вы высказали определенные мысли на эту тему. И мы должны с удовлетворением констатировать, что Соединенные Штаты, ваше правительство, вы лично внести положительный вклад в деле достижения договоренности по закону.
Very well. Our conversation with you last year, during which you set out certain ideas on this topic, and we are gratified to note that the United States government, and you personally, Mr. President, have made a positive contribution to the achievement of agreement on West Berlin.
Есть некоторые признаки, может быть, они ясно прямо, едва уловимые пока сегодня. Завязывание каких-то экономических отношений между нашими странами, но я бы не хотел распространяться на эту тему, так как позиции вашего правительства и ваша лично как президента нам часто активно не вполне ясны еще.
Certain signs, though barely discernible, of the claiming that the positions of the United States government, the United States generally, in this area are not yet too clear for us.
Хорошо, если вы сочтете возможным комментировать эту область.
It would certainly be a good thing if you would see fit to make a few comments on that area.
So, знание его значения для отношений.
The awareness, I trust, of its full significance for the relations between our two countries.
Я должен сказать, много от имени руководства Советского Союза, Христа, что наша страна стояла и стоит за мир, в том числе и за мир Соединенными Штатами Америки. Войны мы не хотим, война чужда нашим интересам, и кратковременным, и длинным нашим интересам, она несовместима с фундаментальными принципами нашего общественного строя. Мы хотим, чтобы отношения между США и Советским Союзом были мирными отношениями.
On behalf of the Soviet leadership, the Soviet government, that our country has been and is in favor of peace, and that includes peace with the United States. We do not want a war. War is alien to both our short-term and our long-term interests. It is incompatible with the fundamental principles of our system. And we want our relations with the United States to be peaceful relations.
Мы принимаем отношения двух держав, Соединенных Штатов Америки, Советского Союза, о мире, в частности, значении их позиции в связи с нерешенными проблемами нашей державы, несут большую ответственность перед другими государствами, но мы полны решимости сотрудничества в интересах мира. Было бы хорошо, если бы наступил чем скорее, тем лучше, какой период времени, какой момент, когда и вы, и мы без оговорок могли бы сказать, что отношения между двумя державами являются в полном смысле слова дружеским. Требует, чтобы обе стороны вели политику в данном направлении, ну, в этом направлении. Обе, я подчеркиваю, держат. С удовольствием выслушаю ваши комментарии, изложения вами, позиции Соединенных Штатов Америки в отношении к Советскому Союзу. И с точки зрения оценки теперешнего положения, и с точки зрения перспектив как вы
aligned to the significance of our two powers in the world, the United States and the Soviet Union, and notably, we are aware of the significance that the positions our two nations take have in connection with the outstanding world problems. That responsibility is great, and it is a responsibility which we too share with other countries of the world. We are fully resolved to cooperate in the interests of a more lasting peace. It would be a very good thing indeed if the time could come, when both the United States and the Soviet Union could say that relations between our two powers are friendly in the fullest sense of that word. But all this requires that both countries should lead their policies in that direction.
the most significant development that has occurred in the past 10 years. It is the fact that it was such a delicate problem and so sensitive to both powers, as well as, of course, to other European countries and to the Germans themselves, and that a solution could be worked out. Is an indication that we may be able to make progress in other areas that are also extremely sensitive and very difficult. Second, with regard to the foreign minister's general comments with regard to the need for peace between our two countries, we are always expected to say that. I mean, we say it publicly. Love. a percentage, but we don't believe it's a fair proposition. And skipping over all the intricacies of the matter, as we would see it down the road, on the offensive side, the Soviet Union will have an advantage of approximately 500 on the land-based side. There will be quality of nuclear submarines, the advanced nuclear submarines, missile carrying submarines. And so it would seem that on the defensive side, that what we have suggested is a reasonable proposal. It would be unreasonable to suggest, and very difficult for us to defend in our command before our Congress and our people, the proposition that on the offensive side, we would in effect agree to a freeze, which would be an advantage to the Soviet Union. And on the defensive side, that we would in effect agree to equality. This is really the heart of the problem, and we would hope that, and of course we don't ask for any response at this point, but we would hope that that position could be explored, because that's the key to progress in the future. We still feel very strongly that progress in itself is very important. The Soviet Union is continuing its build-up of its offensive missiles. We do not object to that. We just recognize it as a fact. Perhaps if we were in your position, we would do likewise. On the other hand, and this is why the solar interest seems to me is in both of our interests. On the other hand, if your build-up continues and we do not have an agreement, then, as the ambassador can well report to you, there are people in our country who are in my party that are hitting me over the head all the time saying, why don't we build? Now we prefer, therefore, we appraise. We think this is the time where, and not speaking in sentimental terms or anything like that, but in terms of self-interest, where neither of us can hope to have developed a decisive advantage over the other. If we recognize that proposition, then either of us, if both of us, it seems, should consider the kind of an agreement which will be sufficient for you, and your sufficiency is very much not sufficient for us. These are just general, our general vision about this, recognizing that your position, of course, is strongly held in maybe some other ways.
Хочу ответить вашему сказу, господин президент, подчеркнуть большое значение, которое мы придаем вообще обсуждению вопросов противоракетной обороны и ограничения наступательного
стратегического. I would like to emphasize the significance that we attach to the discussion of questions relating to anti-missile defense and to the limitation of offensive strategic weapons.
Мы хочу отметить, что эти переговоры дали как бы импульс и тем соглашениям, которые мы завтра будем подписывать. Были бы они без этих переговоров или нет, трудно сказать, может быть, были, а может быть, не были, если были, то возможно попозже. Так что это плюс. И кроме того, самой проблеме, по которой переговоры, мы, повторяю, придаем очень большое значение, и я еще раз хочу подчеркнуть самым категорическим образом серьезность нашей позиции и наших намерений.
Here, incidentally, I would like to note that these talks were what gave the impetus to the elaboration of those agreements that we will be signing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And this is like,
right. And without
сделать на следующей стадии, нужно будет более конкретно поговорить на эту тему.
On anti-missile defense, I should like to draw your attention to the latest Soviet proposals. I don't know whether they have already been studied in any great detail by the American government or by yourself personally, Mr. President, but we feel that they are not bad as proposals go, and they could provide a quite a good basis for reaching a solution. Now, they, for one thing, they provide for the capitals of the two countries being singled out for the application of these measures, and also one objective, one area in the United States and a commensurate area in the Soviet Union being singled out, and certain commensurate numbers of installations being singled out for the application of these measures.
Не обязательно то, что район, что трудно иногда, на самом деле, районные районы адекватные, а равное число установок.
Foreign Minister has said demonstrates the reason why we must look at the whole package. If we, for example, separate out defensive weapons, missiles, work out what is basically an equal deal there, that may be fine if that's all we were talking about. But when we get over to the offensive side and find that there is an inequality, then that will make the whole agreement very difficult. And all that I would suggest, and of course we can only open it here, is to say that from this bargaining position that both of us present, we must come up with a solution that from both an offensive and defensive side does not on the one side freeze an inequality, and on the other side freeze an equality. That's the problem. That's all that I'm trying to get across.
Идет
I believe that at this stage both sides have to take stock of the situation and map out their positions for the next stage in the negotiations. And we certainly do believe that at that next stage, it is indeed necessary to discuss in a more comprehensive and detailed way this second part, the second element of this problem as well, in order to try and find some common language on that.
Now, the European, made by Mr. Rogers to the effect that
have now appeared for the All-European Conference. We should like to hope that the United States government will now take up a more definite stand on in favor of the convening of this All-European Conference. I would like to repeat what I said last time we met, and that is that the Soviet Union is looking for no one-sided advantages in calling for the convening of the All-European Conference. We believe that the conference of that sort would meet the interests of all the states of Europe, and that it would equally meet the interests of the United States and of Canada as prospective participants in such a conference. And we say this because we have heard repeated statements coming from you to the effect that the United States is also in favor of a detente in the world in general and in Europe in particular. And I would now be very happy to hear whatever you care to say on that.
Well, the Foreign Minister is correct in indicating that now that we have made progress on Berlin, that we can now look with our favor on the consideration of other areas of Europe, other European questions on which we might make progress. I would think that once the Berlin situation is completed, the actions to be taken, once that is behind us, that then some exploration with regard to a conference could take place. I feel that on this subject, that is very important that as the two major conferences, that we have some preliminary discussions prior to going into a conference with the Warsaw Pact countries and the NATO countries. That doesn't mean we don't consult with all our allies, as you will with yours, but for the two powers to participate in the conference without knowing somewhat in advance how we're going to come out, I think would be a mistake. So I think we should, as we finish the Berlin phase, I think we should consider a method whereby we could have preliminary discussions on a very confidential basis on what a conference means, what we expect to come out of it. Would you like to add to
that? No, Mr. President, that
Andrew, you have anything to add to that?
No, Mr. President,
I think that's all right.
Yeah, maybe there's a good. I think Mr. President was pointing out that they had in mind other nations, so it's not just the backing issues in NATO, but essentially what the President said is right, when we get down to it, that that's what counts,
yeah,
is the Soviet Union and the United States.
Well, and of course neither of us will act without, should act without consultation and agreement with our friends. We thoroughly expect that and expect you to do likewise. But on the other hand, these big conferences can be like the United Nations.
Mr. Gordito suggested the other night that we
more not all.
But it suggested that we might have a preliminary conference to plan for the conference itself. I expressed the view that I thought that would take on the character of a conference. And if we were going to have made preliminary preparations, as you suggest, Mr. President, we ought to do it in a somewhat private way and not have it deal with and have some idea of the results that we might expect.
Я правильно вас понял, господин президент, что вы имеете в виду двухсторонние отношения, двухсторонние консультации? Потому что едва ли подходящей является такая форма, когда с одной стороны будут участники одной группировки, группировки НАТО, а с другой стороны участники гражданского договора консультируют. Это сразу вызовет проблемы, вы хорошо знаете определенные. Мы не только не отказываемся, но готовы проконсультироваться и дополнительно по некоторым вопросам, по некоторым аспектам совещания, возможно, его исхода Соединенными Штатами Америки. Но я могу сказать уже сейчас в Москве по возвращении, что правительство США стоит за ходом конференции как таковой. Что касается вопроса подготовки, то подготовка, видимо, в организационном смысле, может быть, в части повестки дня, времени, конкретного места созыва, ведь она может быть без дальнейшего вкладывания осуществлена. И мы имеем в виду предварительное совещание именно с этими задачами. С этими задачами. А уже совещание по существу, мы думаем, что можно было бы провести в будущем году. Я так вот могу доложить в Москве по возвращении, передавая ваше мнение, я хотел бы просто просить вас уточнить несколько позиций, если можно.
Well, did I understand you correctly, Mr. President, in that you mean bilateral consultations between representatives of the Soviet Union and the United States? Because we feel it would be wrong if the consultations were made to look as if on the one side is one group, that is the NATO group, and on the other side is the Warsaw Pact. Because you know the situation, that is on a block basis, because we know what certain size, certain countries would, how certain countries would react to that, how they would see that. Now, naturally, we're not at all against consultations and entering into consultations on various questions relating to the preparation for the conference and on matters and to discussing the possible outcome of such a conference when it does meet. But when I'm right in reporting back to Moscow that the United States is, in principle, is not against, that in principle it is in favor of such an all-European conference, because if that is so, then all these questions relating to preparation, to procedure, and to possible outcome of the conference, all these questions could be examined and views could be exchanged on them without delay. And in that context, we feel that this could be cleared up, preparation could be carried out, and then the conference itself could be held, sometime next year. Now, am I right in saying, when I go back to Moscow, that does in fact meet with your agreement and approval?
I prefer that the foreign minister would report it this way, that the United States will want to discuss the setting up of the European Security Conference, and provided our discussions indicate that such a conference would serve a useful purpose, we would then proceed to implement those discussions. Now, with regard to the bilateral discussions, let me put that in the right context. I was not referring to anything formal. I was referring to just totally private channels. So because problems and we have problems of the superpowers, condominium, et cetera, et cetera. We, for example, we will want to discuss this matter, and we'll discuss it with some of our European friends next month. And you will be discussing it with some of your friends. I think you can report to Moscow that now that we moved on Berlin, and assuming that we finished the Soviet German treaty, etc., that we now could begin some preliminary discussions with regard to this matter. With the purpose of having a conference, both sides agree that it serves a useful purpose. Certainly, you do not want a conference for the sake of a conference. You want a conference. And that's our position.
I think also, as ministers, I said the other night, we have to, on the timing of these discussions, we have to keep in mind the negotiations that are now going on between the two Germanys. And we expect a satisfactory solution of some kind. I realize you don't like the idea of the linkage, but as a practical matter, we sort of have to wait until the developments there before we can have any meaningful discussions looking toward the conference.
I was trying to be, I was subtly referring to that when I said when the Berlin thing had wrapped up, basically, I assume that that will be worked out.
We hope, you know better than we can.
Но в принципе, для созданных европейских конференций, тем лучше, если опять все связывать в один клубок, все это очень сложно.
Будет выглядеть.
Я хочу выразить надежду, что
будет таких делегаций.
А вы будете готовы, ваша сторона, к консультации такой двусторонней, как вы говорите, без публичного
ближайшее самое время.
We proceed from the assumption that the less preconditions are put forward, the better it will be. Because we feel that if you lump this all into one sort of ball of twine, into one package, then that would complicate the matter and lead us astray. But together, bundle them all together. So, would you, Mr. President, would your side be prepared to enter into the kind of private consultation that you were referring to in the most immediate future?
In the near future. I think in terms of a preliminary private discussion, that is something that we can do, but I think it's important to have in mind that under no circumstances could there be any indication that it's a fait accompli that a conference is going on. It's going to, you see, I do not want to leave the impression that the day of this meeting we made a decision that we would have a conference. What I'm saying is that we now believe that the discussions could take place, which could lead to a conference. We are, as Secretary Rogers has pointed out, the rest of the Berlin, German problem out of the way, we feel is essential before anything can surface in that respect.
That's right.
It's the surfacing that is the problem. Because otherwise it'll appear that we consider that all the differences that are gone.
Для главного обмена мнениями мы готовы.
Yeah.
understand me. After all, we've already had some private exchange of views on this subject. But I want to emphasize that we're not trying to pressure you in terms of getting the German treaty and so forth out of it. But we had problems in terms of moving to this field when the other is still incomplete. But in a preliminary way, if the discussions take place, that's a different matter.
Судов израильских через Суэцкий канал о прекращении